If you would join me in our prayer for understanding of God's Word. Come, Holy Spirit, open our minds and hearts this day that we may be illumined by your living Word and walk together as children of light. Amen. Our scripture today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received 5 talents went off at once and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will now put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here is what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow, and I gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For to all those who have more will be given, and all those who have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. The word of God for the people of God.
I'm grateful to our brother in Christ. He does a wonderful job in helping to lead worship. Thank you, my friend. Always great to have you here. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that we would have the strength and also the humility to simply be open to how you speak, beyond the message, beyond anything else, how you're already speaking into our lives. Thank you, Father. And it's in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. It's just a little bit windy today, isn't it? Just a little bit. A little bit. And we've been hearing that, but earlier you probably heard something else going overhead. Helicopters. And whenever I hear that, I'm thankful. Whenever I hear the jets or see them, I'm thankful also for all of those who serve. But I want to tell you about a story concerning a certain pastor that you may know who had an opportunity to take a helicopter ride. Now, I want to tell you, it was exciting, and it was a privilege, certainly, to be on base, to be approved, to be able to go and get there. And, you know, they gave me one of those helmets at first, and some guys look really cool in those. I don't. I want to let you know that right now, all right? But I got onto that helicopter, and at that point, it's like, okay, this is real, Neil. This is the real deal. Because this is going to take off. They're not just going to taxi around the runway. They're going to get up in the air. And what I noticed is something that didn't necessarily comfort me is that the rear door of the helicopter, they left it open. And the windows on the helicopter did not have shutters that you could close and lock. Those were wide open also. But they fastened me in and hooked me in. And let me tell you what, the crew on that helicopter was fantastic. Outstanding, professional. And we need to really pray for those who serve, especially whenever they're dealing with pastors like me. The flight, the trip was wonderful. And as I'm hooked on there, I'm even kind of leaning out the window a little bit because I'm really taking it in and enjoying the ride. Now, there's that moment as I'm recollecting this whole scenario of fear. Yet my fear was certainly replaced by enjoyment and also the knowledge that I was in good hands. For us, as the people of God, we have a choice to make. We can live based on fear, or we can live based on faith. The scripture passage today, while it is a familiar passage, and in fact there's a variation of it in the Gospel of Luke, so it's pretty familiar. It is one in which we kind of get stuck on that whole image of talent. Now, originally, that talent referenced an awful lot of money, a huge amount of money, years of money. And Jesus certainly was getting people's attention by throwing out those kinds of sums. Slowly but surely, talent came to mean something else. Somebody's talented. Somebody has a talent. We witness talents here in this place, and you've witnessed talents in your life, and all of you also have talents, gifts given by God. But the scripture passage, as we dig deeper, is not simply about that. It is about how we are called to live faithfully, not fearfully, faithfully, knowing that God is at work. For each of us here in this very place, each of us here, by the way, if that's God, let him know I have about 15 more minutes, so then I'll be wrapping it up. So each of us here is called to live trusting. Not creating scenarios ahead of time or before they even exist, but rather trusting in where God is leading. The servants, certainly, are given great sums of money, and the landowner goes away for some time. The landowner here is representing Jesus, and the servants are representing the disciples, all of us, the church. And when the landowner returns, and Jesus will return, there's going to be an accounting that takes place with how you have used your talents, how you have been faithful rather than fearful. First two servants, certainly, they go out and they double the talents, the money. We don't know how, but we know that they did it. That's the witness of the scripture. The last one, however, comes back, and he has been afraid of the landowner. He has been fearful of what would happen. So what does he do? He buries what he has been given in the ground. Now, believe it or not, in the context of that time and era, burying your money in the ground was considered a prudent and safe thing to do. Anybody here bury their money in the ground in the backyard? Would you like to tell me what you've marked it with or anything? So it was considered wise and prudent there, and that may be another reason why Jesus kind of caught the attention of his listeners. But we understand also that in a deeper reading of this particular passage, when we bury the gifts and talents that God has given us, we're wasting them. if we're not using them, if we're not willing to be vulnerable and open to how God guides us, and again, live faithfully rather than fearfully, there's a reckoning that will take place as well. And also, we're just missing out on so much joy that we can experience in our own lives. Certainly, there are a lot of things that we can be afraid of. No question about that. And whenever we watch the news or read things in the paper, we can be overwhelmed. Sometimes it's sadness, but then what happens is there's a fear that develops that boy, if we do this or if we do that, what's going to happen? Well, if we've handed our lives over to God, if we're truly trusting in God, then we're also being vulnerable before God and willing to follow where He leads. You know, there is a risk in discipleship. But the greatest risk of all is not risking anything, not caring deeply about anything, not caring enough to invest deeply in another person, not giving our heart away to God and risking everything. The greatest risk is really just playing it safe and cautious and going through the motions as the people of God. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a great leader in the church, and one of the leaders in the church during the time of Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany, offered these words. He said that the sin of respectable people is running from responsibility. He took his responsibility so seriously that one particular morning, as he had been put in prison for his resistance to Hitler and Nazism, that particular morning, as he often did, he served communion to his fellow inmates. That was followed by him being hung that afternoon. Commitment. Faith. Not being fearful of what was to come, but still being willing to follow God up to the very end and trusting because he had handed his life over and was willing to follow that leading in his journey of faith. There is a particular community that exists that's all about faith, not fear. It's a community called the Magdalene Community. And let me go ahead and read to you their mission statement. I think this will explain a little bit, and then I have a statement from one of these sisters in Christ. From the Magdalene Community: "We are a community of women who have survived prostitution, trafficking, and addiction. We believe that in the end, love is the strongest force in the world for change." There was a quote and a statement of faith by one of these sisters in Christ who has recovered from this abuse, who has recovered from this neglect, who has recovered from these beatings, who has recovered from being used and thrown out like a piece of garbage, looked on as a thing. Hear this statement of faith, based on faith, not fear. "I remember when I surrendered myself. It was the biggest turnaround of my life. I woke up one morning in the community and took my wig off. I took it off because I needed to be myself. I was ready to stop hiding and ready to start growing. I was ready to work with others and make some real changes so that others could see the real me. I wanted to be the person who has dreams and goals and lives them out. I wanted others to see me. I decided that day that I was beautiful, even with my scars and messed up teeth. I knew that God had new plans for me, and because of his belief in me, that nothing could hurt me. Isn't that last sentence one of the most beautiful statements of faith that you've ever heard? That is a mission statement, in fact. Coming out of such brokenness and isolation and hurt, and somebody that should have been motivated by fear and nothing else, this sister was motivated by faith, and she could say, I knew that God had new plans for me, and because of his belief in me, that nothing could hurt me. Well, you know, also, my friends, God has new plans for you. And because of God's belief in you, nothing can hurt you. So should we be motivated by fear or faith? Should we be motivated by fear or faith? That, my friends, is the good news. Nothing to fear. We are more than conquerors through Christ. And certainly, while we might still be battered and challenged, the victory has been won through the cross. Jesus on the cross, resurrected because of God's love and grace for each and every one of his children. There's a Christian contemporary song that I love by Danny Gokey. And here are the words. I've been running through rain that I thought would never end, trying to make it on faith in a struggle against the wind. Amen? I've seen the dark and the broken places, but I know in my soul, no matter how bad it gets, I'll be all right. Then here's the chorus. There's hope in front of me. That's the phrase. There's a light, I still see it. There's a hand still holding me. Even when I don't believe it, I might be down, but I'm not dead. There's better days still up ahead. Even after all I've seen, there's hope in front of me. That's a good phrase. There's hope in front of me. That's based on faith, not fear. And then finally, Mother Teresa offers these words. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. I know you've never experienced that, though, right? You've never experienced that? Anybody experienced that, maybe? Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. And keep smiling because it'll make them wonder what you're up to. Just try that today. Just keep smiling at people and see what the response is. Continuing with Mother Teresa, that last one was Niels. Continuing with Mother Teresa, the good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.